Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Har Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shabbos. We are in the sixth parak Mishnah Yud, and we'll begin the seventh parak as well. The Mishnah begins as follows: Yotzim bebeitzas hachargol. A person can go outside on Shabbos wearing a chargol egg, one of the four types of grasshoppers that are listed in the Chumash. People used to believe that that was a good way to go ahead and heal an earache. It was Shein Shual, and people who had trouble sleeping would wear the tooth of a dead fox to help them fall asleep. People who were very, very tired, they would wear the tooth of a live fox to keep them awake. So you can go out with that on Shabbos. Ube Masmer Minat Saluv, after someone was executed by the court, they hung his body on the gallows before they buried it, and they used to use a nail to keep the corpse from falling down. That nail supposedly had the ability to reduce the swelling of wounds. So that if a person needed to wear these and go out with them on Shabbos, you can go outside Mishum Refuah Divrei Meir. You can go out on Shabbos because it's like an amulet. It's like a kameya made by an expert, which we said that you're allowed to wear. But v'chachamim omer machpachol aser. The chachamim said you can't even do that on a weekday. Mishum darkei amori, because it's going to be a problem of v'chukoseim lo seilechu. So according to the chachamim, they are of the opinion that all of these types of refuah she'enam bedukos, these tests that are not, these healing things that are not proven, that comes from the Darkei Amori, the superstitions of the Amori, and we're not allowed to follow them. According to Rameir, any medical remedy that Chachamim consider, that the doctors consider effective, are not included in Chukosem Lo Seilechu. The Mishnah then continues into Masechta Shabbos. Avos Malachos Arboim Chasar Achas. There are 39 major categories. I skipped the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amri B'Shabbos. They set a big rule in regard to Shabbos. Kol HaShokheach Ikar Shabbos V'Asa Malachos Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Eino Chayav Elachat HaSachas. If a person forgot the main idea of Shabbos, and then he went ahead and he did a lot of Malachos on a lot of different Shabbos, but he didn't know that it was Shabbos because he didn't know the concept of Shabbos. He was missing one critical piece of information for which he has to atone for one thing, and so he's going to be chayav only one chatas. But if somebody knew the concept of Shabbos, he did a lot of work on a lot of different Shabboses, so chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then each and every Shabbos that he did something, and he did a forbidden malacha, he's going to be chayav each and every time for each Shabbos. V'ayodeh shu Shabbos, and if a person knew that it was Shabbos, and he forgot what's aser, v'asa malachos harbe b'Shabbos asharbe, and he did a lot of different malachos on a lot of different Shabboses, so chayav al kol av malacha malach, he's going to be chayav for each and every av malacha that he does. But ha'usa malachos harbe me'in malacha achas, if he does a lot of malachos that are all part of the same av malachos, eino chayav ela chatas achas, he's going to be chayav for only one chatas, since after all he violated the same one regularly and he didn't know that there was a problem in doing so. And of course, what are those avos malachos and what are toldos? So that, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get to when we deal with the avos malachos chasar achas mishnah, which we will study when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.